Love that band. That's Hell Yeah from Dallas, Texas. All right, and I found out, by the way, what was wrong with... there wasn't anything wrong with the computers. Well, there was something wrong with the computers the other night when I said I could not get the... I couldn't get Production 1, which is this, to interface with essentially the TriCaster, which is what you're looking at here. And I couldn't. But the reason why is because... remember when I think I made... I might have made mention to you that there was a a security update, an AVG security update. Well, I went ahead and I updated the security feature, which I'm told now don't bother. and that's what blocked, that's what put up a new firewall blocking any new program to be imported unless you went through some other goddamned, you know, thing. So that's, that was my fault. That's entirely my fault. And again, my thanks to our brother, Alex Cohen and the rest of our crew for helping out. Okay. Updates on my brother. He's been moved to a new hospital. He is recovering from a couple of surgeries that he had to have to help him breathe and to also feed him. I'm going to go see him again. I can't go tomorrow because I've got... Podcast One, we're interviewing Phil Lamar, outstanding voiceover talent and actor. And I always say to people, if you want to know who, if you don't remember Phil, or you don't quite, can't quite place him, he's the guy in the back of the car that got his head blown off by John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. I forget the character's name. but I asked Phil, how was that movie to work? And he said it was the most fun. And he said every Friday night Tarantino took everybody for drinks, you know, over to one of the watering holes, wherever they were shooting it at. And sounds like a blast. Anyway, and then we're going to have Jenny Johnson with us. Jenny's going to join us. And then we've got one other cat I don't remember. Well, I'll give you the rundown. By tomorrow, you'll know. So I can't go to the hospital tomorrow. I'm fucking beat. One of those things, you know, you're tired and you can't sleep. That's the kid here. So I didn't take a whole sleeping pill last night. I took like a third of a one because I get my ass kicked by that shit. You know, no matter what it is, if someone says to me, oh, take two, you'll be fine. I take one because it just, you know, I got a weird biochemistry. When it comes to downers. If somebody says, if it's speed, there's never enough. You know, someone would say to me, watch it, Phil. Only take one cap of these. Okay, thanks. I'll take three. You know. But it's just, that's the way my fucking body works. Look at me with this fucking coffee, man. I'm drinking it 24/7. And no, that's not why I can't sleep. So, you know, don't worry about it. It's a whole other thing. But the fucking pill last night, man. Jesus Christ. One third. You can see I'm still fucking... You know, one third of this motherfucker, I was like, is this Norm Macdonald on the new... that's Norm Macdonald on the new... what do you call it? Colonel Sanders. Now, my question is, he looks just like Colonel Sanders. How do I know it's Norm Macdonald? I mean, in other words, what difference does it make, you know? Well, it's the actor, Phil, what he's putting into it. Well, what could he put into it that the other guy... I don't know. I'm not saying that Norm Macdonald's terrific, don't get me wrong, but I don't understand, when it comes to Colonel Sanders, you could have gotten, I guess it's cool to know that that's Norm Macdonald under the makeup. Maybe that's, you know, that's a legitimate thing. All right, so Dara is, tomorrow or Friday will be moved to his new dig. So I think, Friday is probably a better day to visit him anyway. They'll be there on Saturday too. On, Saturday night, the, drunk history, party. It's the premiere of season 3 or 4. I forget which season it is. I think it's 4. Yeah, it's 4. And so that's going to be very fun. And we're going to go over there and do a usual kind of thing that we do, which is we'll stop off at Damon's there in Glendale and have, yes, the chopped salad. I will probably go for one of those, you know, what do you call them? Umbrella drink, huh? Huh? Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then it's all a beautiful thing. So I'm just sort of, you know, but it's just, whew, fuck. It's been pretty brutal, man. Not brutal, you know, it's more brutal for Dara. I mean, God damn it. Ouch, my thumb just went in my eye. All right. It's more brutal for him, man, you know, it ain't shit for me, you know. But my sisters have been doing a great job, too. Joanne and Marianne have been on top of it. And they deserve a lot of credit, Joanne especially. You know, it's just, it's a very weird family I come from. It's an interesting family. I mean, we, for years, just about every goddamn time we get together, we fight like cats and dogs, okay? But when somebody is in pain like this, we do, you know, we show up, man, there we are, you know? And, I mean, I would say that, especially for my brother, you know, our parents, that's a whole other dynamic. You know, there's all kinds of weird thoughts, not weird, but you got all kinds of strange, you know, resentments and angers, you know, that's just the way it is with your parents, you know. But when it's a sibling, it's, I don't know, I never had issues with my siblings that way, you know, that they got more love than I did or some shit like that. Maybe they have issues with me about that, you know. I never had issues with my siblings that they were, you know, that I was passed over for some magnificent fucking thing, because there wasn't any magnificent fucking thing that anybody was going to get laid on them anyway. So that, you know, wasn't happening. But look at this, man. There's a squirrel on the track at NASCAR. Yeah, you want to get that sucker out of there. Was that a rabbit? It's a rabbit on the track at NASCAR. I said, just start the cars up and let them go, man. I mean, the rabbit, you know, he's be fast enough. Look at right into the hands. You fucking dummy. That rabbit went right toward should have showed you. The rabbit went right, there he goes, underneath a truck. Shit. But Dara, you know, man, fuck. Let me tell you what. I'm not blaming him. I'm not judging him. I'm just saying, you know, because life is all it is actions and the results of those actions. That's all it fucking is. That's all it fucking is, okay? And there's a lot more to it than just acting like a goody two-shoes and thinking the whole world's going to kiss your fucking ass, because if you're acting like a goody two-shoes and you're being all sweet and nice to people, are you really putting out something positive, or is it just a lot of phony shit that people can see through? Whatever. But the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, Dara's life, my life, your life, all of our lives are comprised of things we do and the fucking consequences. That's what we mean. Nobody is saying that God's I don't believe that excuse me, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't believe in a God that wags his finger and says, well, now I'm going to hurt. I believe in cause and effect. I believe in the Buddhist law of cause and effect, of karma. And I believe that if you, just in the simplest form, you can take a look at a man. Dara had every advantage in the world. He was born into a, you know, maybe not the most perfect family, but I dare say which one is. My father worked hard, my mother worked hard. He had a good school. Dara went to private Catholic high school for part of his life, and then he got pitched out and went to public. He was good looking, handsome son of a bitch, charming son of a bitch, smart as a fucking whip, funny as hell. He had it all, man. Yeah, my old man fucking leaned on him. Okay, my father was a fucking prick in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, my dad was a fucking prick. But you want to know something? I had the same dad he had, and maybe my old man didn't lean on me the same way that he leaned on Dara, but my old man wasn't any fucking great goddamn bargain. And there's plenty of people in this world that have had abusive fathers. Now, I don't know how much physical abuse Dara absorbed at the hands of that man. I know he was spanked or he was punished physically. I don't know how bad. I would believe probably pretty good. I don't know. don't know, I never heard it. And I know that Dara always wanted a understanding from me. He wanted a relationship with my father. But I don't think that he got what he's getting. What he think he wanted from my old man was, like, you know, some acknowledgement that my old man really fucked him up. And he did. Okay, all right. That having been done, though, man, that's a long fucking time ago, Jack. And the rest of your life is yours. Now, either you get off your fucking ass and you do something with it, or you don't. And, okay, now, do we have another fatal shooting, what, in St. Louis? I don't know what people think. I think, you know, anyway, I don't want to get into it. But, so Dara goes out there into this world of ours, and he does his thing. And he is he's the guy that has to pay the price, man. He's the cat that has to live with his decisions. The rest of us don't. And no one's, one of the things I learned, and I don't know how, yeah, I'm sure you guys have, I don't know how long it takes some people to learn these things, is that you can go out there and you can punish the shit out of yourself, sort of hoping against hope that the world will see this, or maybe the people that you really want to have see it, your family, maybe your parents will see that you're really hurting, and that they will reach out and somehow rescue you from all this shit. And the answer is, of course, no, they won't. Nobody gives a shit. You know, that's the thing. You can be there in your pain and in all of your fucking angst. No one gives a shit. Believe me when I tell you, you know this yourself. It's what we call the existential reality of life. All right. Oh, okay. Okay. That's one of the great eye-opening moments of life when you have bitched and bitched and bitched and bitched and pissed and moaned. God damn, this Milwaukee ballpark is nice, man. Is that the Brewers fucking home stadium? Sweet. What is that fucking place? It looks like they got a gigantic picture window in the out. What the fuck are you guys telling me? Whoa, they got this big, looks like a picture window there at the back end of the ballpark. Looks really nice. I gotta get, you know what? These guys with all the money in the world do these tours of the ballparks all year. You know, they fly their town, they do that. I gotta do that. I've wanted to do that with football, but not because I want to see the ballpark. I could give a shit. It's because I want to see the game, you know. I want to see different teams play that I haven't seen. But I know a lot of people like to do these ballparks tours because they're so... Ballparks now are being are old school, you know, all asymmetrical and kind of bitching the way they used to be. Well, the way they used to be, they were shitholes is what they were. So what they've done is they've taken all the good features and given them, like, good fields and toilets that flush and, you know, and they're not fire traps and, you know, that kind of thing. And there's some garbage everywhere and, you know, it's a big, big difference. So I'll tell you, man, the bottom line is you got it. This Ashley Madison hack is fascinating as shit. Everyone lies about their birthdays. Ashley Madison is a website where you can go and meet other people that are married or meet people that want to cheat on their spouses, and you can too. And then you, and the guy that founded it, or at least one of the principals, said, hey, you know, I said, I'm not ashamed of it. He said, I would rather cheat on my wife than leave her. Okay. Think about that. You know, what does that mean? Does that sound good to you? I mean, to me, what it's basically saying is, I don't want to lose my wife because of the comfort that I have in having a marriage and a relationship and a hot cooked meal and all that bullshit. I just want to go out and tag some something strange on the side every now and again. Doesn't sound to me like a guy that gives that much of a shit about his marriage, but I don't know. I don't know, you know. Me, I'd never do it. Your girlfriend, yeah, just keep her. I don't know. You see, Dudley, I'm thinking I'd like to have a character call up who's like the father-in-law, the prospective father-in-law on Dudley Do-Right. Dudley.
All right.
Jeb Bush has finally decided to firebomb Donald Trump. What are you going to do, man? Republican presidential contenders are taking a different approach to frontrunner Donald Trump. It's not to do-do-do, to do-do-do-do-do-do-do. June 29. What the bloody hell? Dudley, I don't... What is this? Oh, okay.
What was the thing in all of the countries, a candidate to steal all the polls?
Which was that?
You know. What's your plan of attack to address the Silver? By February 9th, when the election here is in New Hampshire, you were the candidate. And you're the gentleman that gets the nomination.
You're talking about Trump, right? You can mention his name. He's the current front runner. He's done a pretty amazing job to get to that point. But here's the deal. We're a conservative party, aren't we? Yeah. Republican Party. I think what people are eventually going to vote for is a proven conservative leader that's done it. Not talked about it. That's actually done it. And I have a proven conservative record.
Well,
consistent, proven conservative record.
Well,
so no one was watching. Long time, proven conservative record. Mr. Trump doesn't have a proven conservative record. He was a Democrat longer in the last decade than he was a Republican. He's given more money to Democrats than he's given to Republicans. It wasn't that long ago that he was for, and continues to, hadn't denied, I don't think, the fact that he's for a tax on assets. Now, this is a really exotic form of taxation. Not tax on income. A tax on assets for people that have more than $10 million of assets. 14%. I mean, there's no country in the world that has proposed this. It would be very un-American to do this. It's not a conservative value in my mind. He was for a single-payer system for health care until very recently. Not a very conservative point of view. Look, Mr. Trump has clearly got talent. I mean, there's no denying that. He's won over a lot of people. People are very angry about how Washington's not working. He's tapped into that. I respect people that feel the way they do, for sure. But when people look at his record, it is not a conservative record. Even on immigration. Where it's, you know, look, it's the language is pretty vitriolic for sure, but hundreds of billions of dollars of cost to implement his plans.
These guys don't get it.
Plan. Why don't we support? This is going to be my pitch. Let's support someone who you don't have to guess where he stands, because he's consistent, because he's been governor. He consistently has the views that he has, and over time, I think people are going to want someone sitting behind the big desk that they know. Their compass points north, that they have the integrity to act on what they say they'll do, and they have the leadership skills to make it so. That's it.
Hey, all right. Whatever. That's our guy, Jeb Clampett. I mean, Jeb Bush. I'm not knocking the guy. They don't get it, though. They don't understand. They don't understand. What they don't understand is being a conservative... Republicans don't give a fuck about the label of conservative so much as they want the Republican values applied to certain issues that are immigration. What's the Republican value? What is the Republican view of illegal immigration, illegal immigrants? Kick them out. A law enforcement approach. Now, is that conservative? Okay. But the fact is, that word doesn't mean as much as what it is you want to do about it. Okay. What does Donald Trump want to do when it comes to this and that? Do you think that Republicans are about being conservatives, or are they about doing things in the most cost-effective way? A lot of Democrats would say the same thing. But a lot of Democrats might say, we believe in being cost-effective, but we also care about people. And I think it's, at this particular point, you know, I think it's a very fair thing to say that most Americans agree on what the problems are and what we want to fucking... And what do we want to solve? Which ones do we want to approach to solve? And most Americans probably agree that, you know, it's going to take money for a lot of these problems to be solved. It's just how much and in what way and who's paying. Look at this motherfucker Scott Walker. Don't give me this bullshit. I hear all this bullshit about, well, this is a great business investment. Oh, my fucking ass. The fucking Milwaukee Brewers. What is it? The Bucks. Give me a fucking. I'm gonna tell you something right now. I don't give a shit how much of that money they're getting back. Sports teams are not that great of an investment for a fucking city. They're not that great. Take a look at the cities that have got fucking ballparks that they've paid for, ball clubs that they have paid to have stay there. Take a look at some of these these fucking shit houses. Tell me it's a fucking great investment. Take a look at the fucking school system in South Florida for the longest goddamn time. They got fucking stadiums they were building for the Panthers, for the fucking Heat, for the fucking kicking money in for the fucking Marlins. Goddamn school system in Miami was a fucking disgrace. Give me this bullshit. You know, like Margaret said the other day, don't pee Bo Bryson down my back and tell me that it's Luther Vandross. No, don't pee. Forget it. Anyway. So it ain't like Republicans don't want to spend public money for shit. Okay, it just depends on the shit. Some motherfucker says to me the other day, "Well, yeah, we voted for that." Okay, well, let me ask you a question, man. Your so-called fucking conservative values. So as long as everybody votes for something to be done, then that's cool. What do you call fucking electing a goddamn socialist president and, you know, a Democratic agenda and shove it into the White House? What do you call that, man? Well, he can't go with that, so that's got to be something crooked, man. He must have bought his way in. He must be, he's a commie. He lied to people. Whatever the fuck, you know. Goddamn fucking, I don't respect people. After a while, I stop respecting people, and I start laughing when they talk. I just got no fucking respect at all for you, man. So, Trump, in my opinion, is the Republican, not conservative. Because I don't think Republicans agree on what a conservative is. Do you? I don't think they do. They may call themselves conservatives. I don't think they agree on what one is. I think they're more along. I would say that it, as long as it works, as long as it's a good idea, they'll go with it. So I'm a conservative. Well, do you believe in giving money to sports teams? Fuck no. I'm a conservative. Do you believe in giving money to sports teams? If it's a good business investment. Well, you're not a fucking conservative. You're wait a minute. Yes, I am. Because, you know, I bet you'd have that fucking debate in the Republican Party right now. I think that what these guys should do is sit back and ask themselves, what kind of a fucking Republican do we want? And if you ask yourself that question, you can see the answer. It's Trump. That's the guy that they want. I don't give a shit what his position is. You know, I read Ann Coulter. I swear to Christ, Ann Coulter said this. She said they could perform abortions in the White House if this immigration paper that Donald Trump published is put into effect, I'm all in with Donald Trump. They could be performing abortions in the White House. I saw she tweeted it the other day. Well, sounds pretty good to me. I mean, to be honest with you, that sounds like a pretty good compromise. The Republicans all of a sudden loosen their motherfucking asses up on abortion, and they can have their goddamn wall at the border, because I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't give a fuck. I believe in legal immigrants. I believe in all Americans, brown, white, black, all Americans. People that are here in this country illegally, I agree. Get them the fuck out. Even, you know, I don't think there's a lot of disagreement on that. Sanctuary cities, bullshit. What is that supposed to fucking mean anyway? Now, what do you do with them? All kinds of ideas, you know. But if the fucking Republicans are going to suddenly become a pro-choice party if they get their fucking border wall, fuck yeah. I say that's a good fucking trade-off. If you're Democrat, you say that's a good trade-off. If you don't, you just don't get it. You just don't fucking get it. You don't. One of the things about Democrats that really fucking pisses me off, and liberals too, is we've sold the American flag down the river to the conservatives. Every time you see a fucking flag, it always has a certain point of view behind it. It's always a conservative Republican point of view. It's as if that is the legitimate point of view behind the American flag. Why? Because motherfucking liberals and Democrats decided it was embarrassing to wave the flag, embarrassing to be to have a flag pin, embarrassing to throw the colors over your shoulders, man, and be proud of the symbols of this country. And as a result, every time I see that fucked up goddamn flag, I don't mean fucked up flag, but every time I see that fucking flag, it's being fucked with by some fucking right, far right wing motherfucker. I don't blame him. I blame these motherfucking liberals who are embarrassed to wave a fucking flag. It's the American flag, motherfucker. Where do you think you live? Oh, shut up. Quit acting like you invented this motherfucking place. Quit acting like this fucking place just happened to be here and you did something really good with it. You know, up to this point, it's just been all fucked up. I mean, that's the thing that bothers me. All right. I think we got to do our show. I don't know how we're going to do the show or when we're going to do the show or why or even why we're going to do the show, but we've got to do it. So, here we go. We will have Bob Bacon, of course. 29 Palms, I hear your voice. And, ABCDE. What settlement? What's, are they still fucking with this Tom Brady thing? Get over this shit, will you? Oh, would you stop already with Brady? This is, you know, this is not important. This is not fucking important. There's a million little infractions that happen every fucking day in the National Football League when it comes to the rules. Hey, let me ask you a question. Does anybody really measure that fucking field the way, you know, the National Football League is supposed to be a certain number of yards wide. Do you think that, when's the last time it was measured properly? You know, do you think they've ever played any games with the field narrower than it should have been? And what exactly, what is the effect that that has on a team that may be a team that likes to run to the outside or has a, you know, a passing game that uses the entire width of the field? I mean, you know, just little things like that.
Well, thanks a lot, Phil. It's great to be here, and it is great to be here. I think that what we have to look at when the Army Rangers is getting women is, yes, it's good to have women there, but, you know.
And what are you saying, RC?
Well, I'm saying that, you know, your voice sounds a lot like mine.
Yes, so you noticed that. That's what I was going to do. That's what I was going to do. Wait till you hear this. You fucking won't believe what I'm going to do. You won't believe what I'm going to do. You'll love it no end. How much time? 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right, now what? Hey, man, we're, oh, there it is. Okay, so what? Uber is a pre-roll? Where's DraftKings? God damn it. We're fucking DraftKings, man. Where's the DraftKings spot? Hey, man, where's the DraftKings spot, dude? Where is the DraftKings spot, brother? And I got to find this shit myself. What am I doing here, man? What the fuck is this fucking thing, man? I feel sorry, sorry for you. Yeah, yeah. People all over the world, join in. Love train, love train. Huh? Oh, you motherfucker, you fuck. Come on. All right, man, I'm going to turn this off and get our ass ready. Here we go.